My topic this morning is the Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act. Just to get a sense of the room, how many of you here know what I'm talking about when I say that? Okay, so I don't have to do a whole lot of spade work explaining all the background on this, although a little bit of spade work. I think the key thing to understand is that this, is a uniform law that governs the investment and appropriation of institutional funds, including endowment funds, now in 48 states in the District of Columbia. And so virtually everybody here is affected by this law in one way or another. There are slight variations as among the states. There are, for example, the Texas statute has some unique aspects to it. But by and large, the law is uniform across the country. The big headline when UPMIFA, as it's called, came into existence several years ago and began to be enacted was it finally, in the view of most people, the common way of saying it was that this did away with the waterline. Now, if you had an endowment fund with a historic dollar value of the assets in the endowment, you were free to spend below the waterline. Free, of course, being a defined term, as it were. This is not exactly the freest thing you could ever be expected to do in a fiduciary capacity. And so that's partly what I want to talk about here today. I sometimes said to clients when this law came in that it was kind of like you were 16 years old, you'd finally been given the keys to the car, and now you had to make a decision about what kind of driver you were actually going to be, because suddenly you really had the ability to spend a much bigger portion of your endowment, and that was kind of scary. It was particularly scary to our Attorney General in New York. The New York Attorney General's office was among the last to endorse any version of UPMIFA. We were the 47th state to enact this law. And it was changed somewhat in New York. And we actually call our statute something different. We actually call it NIPMIFA.